From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis said in a statement on May 4th that sharing a jail with Columbia County is unrealistic because it would require amending several state laws. Lewis said in the letter that based on research, 39 state laws must be amended to allow Greene County to share a facility with Columbia County. Some of the laws include County Law 217, which requires every county to maintain a jail, Corrections Law 120, which states it is a county sheriff's duty to maintain custody and supervision of the incarcerated, and Executive Law 259-1-3B, which requires people taken into custody to be incarcerated in the county where they were arrested. The arrested jail facility is a legal impracticality, legislator Lee Palmateer of Athens said, adding that Lewis's letter confirms that. Two laws, as opposed to the 39 laws listed in his letter, would need to be amended, legislator Lori Torgerson of Windham said. Top criminal advisors to Governor Andrew Cuomo said other county sheriffs across the state expressed the belief that Greene and Columbia counties sharing a jail would be quick to accomplish. Legislator Mike Bullich of Catskill would like to see the legislature continue to look into the shared jail option and see the state Senate bill S-5538A pass, a measure that would allow two or more counties to enter into a contract for the provision of a county jail. Bullich said, and I quote, "We are already in the most primitive way sharing a jail. A shared jail is the way to go for maximum savings for our taxpayers," end quote. The Legislature Public Safety Committee passed a resolution May 2nd authorizing the issuance of $51.4 million in serial bonds to finance the construction of a new county jail on a site near the Greene County Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. The existing county jail in Catskill was closed April 20th by county officials citing safety concerns and will remain closed indefinitely. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Six Republicans have lined up to run this fall for the 43rd Senate seat being vacated by Kathy Marchione. Gerald Zabala of Wilton, Chris Boyark of Mechanicville, Eric Wilbur of Postonkill, and Todd Tessman of Pittstown officially launched their campaigns recently. They joined Lisa Bruno of Stillwater and attorney Molly Casey of Columbia County. Columbia County Democrat Coethe Zan previously created a campaign committee to run for the seat, but her candidacy has been on hold since Marchione suddenly announced her retirement last month. The district includes all or parts of Washington, Saratoga, Rensselaer, and Columbia counties. The petitioning process for state candidates begins in a few weeks and concludes on July 12th. The state conservative party, which typically backs Republican candidates, is not expected to make an endorsement until petitioning is over. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A buyer has been announced for the Catamount ski area. Berkshire Mountain Resort owner John Schaefer said on May 7th, the owners of Berkshire East Mountain Resort in Charlemont, Massachusetts, are currently negotiating an agreement to purchase the ski area. The purchase price has not been disclosed. The Catamount ski area straddles the Massachusetts-New York state line near Hillsdale and South Ergamont, Massachusetts. Berkshire East Mountain Resort will help improve amenities and summer activities at the ski area. Catamount's 36 trails and 7 lifts provide access to the mountain, which has a 1,000-foot drop. Schaefer said on Monday, and I quote, "The area is phenomenal. There is a lot of second homeowners in the area and close to a lot of people in both locations," end quote. The transaction is expected to close by the end of May with no interruption of operations at Catamount. The ski area will remain under current management. The facility employs 450 people. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Approximately 3 hours after The New Yorker published a story alleging he had slapped and choked 4 women, State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman resigned late May 7th. Through a spokesperson, Schneiderman strongly contested the allegations. To The New Yorker, he acknowledged engaging in, and I quote, role-playing in the privacy of intimate relationships, end quote, but denied ever assaulting anyone. Two of the women, Michelle Barish and Tanya Selvaratnam, spoke to The New Yorker on the record and said they sought medical attention after he hit them. They said the abuse escalated and that Schneiderman was a heavy drinker. As calls for his immediate resignation mounted Monday night, including from Governor Andrew Cuomo and other Democrats, Schneiderman announced he was stepping down, and I quote, "While these allegations are unrelated to my professional conduct on the operations of the office, they will effectively prevent me from leading the office's work at this critical time. I therefore resign my office effective at the close of business on May 8, 2018, end quote. Cuomo has called for an immediate investigation into the allegations. Schneiderman was running for re-election in November. Before the accusations were made, Wall Street lawyer Republican Manny Alejandro announced he was a candidate for the office. New York Solicitor General Barbara Underwood will take over for Schneiderman when his resignation becomes effective. She could hold the post until voters choose a successor in November, but state law allows the legislature to fill the vacancy. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 74 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 48. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. On Thursday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. And on Thursday night, a chance of showers, thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then a chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a temperature low around 50 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:03 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 19 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 8th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.